Life Audio.
Hello, thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for our lives. I'm your host, Grace Fox, and after this short word from our sponsor, we'll dive into today's Bible verse, Colossians 3:13.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Today's Bible verse is Colossians 3:13. Bear with each other and forgive one another if any of you has a grievance against someone. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. Every one of us has experienced pain caused by another person, be it critical words spoken over us, a lie told about us, or blame cast on us. It hurt. Maybe someone stole something from us, a material possession, a promotion we'd worked so hard to earn, a personal dream, or maybe even our life partner. Oh, how easy it is to hang on to the hurt, to relive the offense over and over, to imagine time and time again the words we would say to the offender if we had the courage and ability to say what was really on our mind. But hanging on to the hurt and reliving the offense only sentences ourselves to living with a wound that can never heal. We become prisoners of our pain, locked in a victim mentality and chained to a weight that hinders us from experiencing inner freedom and joy. And that's why forgiveness matters so much. That's why it's taught and commanded in God's Word. You see, God created us, and no one understands better than He does about the effects of unforgiveness on our brains and our bodies. So He tells us to forgive as Jesus forgives us, to forgive not just once, but 70 times 7. For the majority of us, forgiveness doesn't come easy, especially when the one who inflicted pain on us seems to prosper. Our ability or willingness to forgive can also be hampered by a misunderstanding of what forgiveness really is. For instance, we might think that extending forgiveness puts a stamp of approval on what our offender did. This is not the case. Sin is never okay in God's eyes, and our choosing to forgive is not a sign of our approval. We might mistakenly believe that forgiveness is a warm, fuzzy feeling. It is not. It is an act of our will. It's an action we take even though our emotions might not be in that place at the time. Consider Romans 5:8. God demonstrates His love for us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Even as God demonstrated His love for us when we didn't deserve it, so we can learn to extend forgiveness toward others who don't deserve it or who don't even ask for it. Corrie ten Boom and her family lived in Holland and hid Jews during World War II. Eventually, they were caught and sent to Ravensbrück. Her father and sister died in the concentration camp, but Corrie was eventually freed. Years later, she began a speaking ministry where she taught about forgiving our enemies. One night, a man from the audience approached her after her message. He extended his hand to shake hers, and that's when Corey recognized him as one of the cruel guards from the camp. In that moment, she was faced with a choice. Forgive him or harbor hatred toward him for what he had done. In that instant, Corey overruled her emotions and chose to forgive. She extended her hand and welcomed his handshake. She later said, "Forgiveness is an act of the will, and the will can function regardless of the temperature of the heart." Finally, we might mistakenly believe that forgiveness is a one-time event. It is not. It is a process, like peeling the layers of an onion. Just when we think we've mastered it, we face a trigger of some sort and have to process it again. We constantly rely on the Holy Spirit to help us do what's right. Forgiveness is not putting a stamp of approval on what our offender did. Neither is it a feeling of a one-time event. So what is it then? Forgiveness is extending undeserved favor toward the offender, just as God extends undeserved favor toward us. In order to do this, it really helps to understand where the offender is coming from. What prompted the hurtful words or actions? Most often, they come from a place of inner woundedness. A person who's in a healthy place spiritually, emotionally, and even mentally will not intentionally cause others pain. Something's wrong. Something's broken and needs healing. When someone hurts us, then let's ask God to help us see that person through His eyes. Let's also ask Him to help us understand the root of their behavior. Then let's pray for that person based on what the Holy Spirit reveals in answer to our prayers. Forgiveness is also releasing our perceived right to hang on to our hurt and trusting God to deal appropriately with that person. Revenge is not ours to take. I'm not saying that we shouldn't involve authorities if the offense is of a criminal nature. Neither am I saying that we must invite those people back into our lives. I am saying that we're not to assume an attitude of getting even, like an attitude of, you hurt me, so I'm going to hurt you back. Galatians 6:7 says, "Do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows." Based on this biblical principle, we can entrust our offender into God's hands and know that He, as the fair judge, will do what's right. This leaves us free to heal and move forward with our lives. Someone once said that forgiveness is a gift we give to ourselves. Is it easy? No. But it's necessary if we're going to flourish and grow in our relationship with Jesus. Thankfully, God hasn't left us to figure it out on our own. When we follow Jesus, His Holy Spirit dwells in us and helps us do what's right. Let's pray. Father, thank You for demonstrating forgiveness for us. You modeled it through Jesus' death on the cross, even when we were sinners and totally undeserving of Your grace. Please help us learn to extend forgiveness to others when they hurt us. Help us see them through Your eyes, and then, by the power of Your Holy Spirit in us, help us do what's right. In Jesus' name we ask these things. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of Life Audio and the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed this episode, would you leave us a rating and review in your favorite podcast app? It helps us connect to more listeners like you. This episode was produced by Kelly Gibbons and Steven Sanders, with executive oversight by Stephen McGarvey. We want to thank our wonderful hosts, Jennifer Slattery and Grace Fox. You can hear more from Jennifer by visiting JenniferSlatteryLivesOutLoud.com. And you can find out more from Grace by visiting GraceFox.com. For more inspirational, faith-affirming podcasts, visit LifeAudio.com.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
There's no better way to start your day than spending time in God's Word and in prayer. Don't know where to start? We have a free daily prayer podcast created to help you do just that. The Your Daily Prayer podcast delivers a thoughtful devotional and timely prayer to you 7 days a week. Gain inspiration, faith, and encouragement with daily messages in 10 minutes or less. To start listening now, search Your Daily Prayer on your favorite podcast app or visit lifeaudio.com.